Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, this is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by, oh, you're going to love this, we're brought to you by two great sponsors, preparewithdave.com, and that is the best storable food company out there, up to 40% off, 2 and 4 week packages designed to get you to your 6 month minimum, 25 year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com. And we're also brought to you by Health Masters. Health Masters, I'll tell you, I go to Health Masters before I go to my doctor. Why? You've heard me talk about it. Knee, back, and Achilles tendon. And it's also great for normal health maintenance. Go to healthmasters.com and use the coupon code CODE5. That's code 5. We have a terrific show for you in this segment. As you can tell, we're jumping right in. We've got Dr. Ted Brower, incidentally, from Health Masters. And we're going to be talking about a number of things, including fake medicine. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about world events. And I wanted to mention to you, I came across an old interview I did with Ted right after the election and before the inauguration. And in that, we found, oh, it was so good. I got to tell you, December 2016 was when we did the interview, and I have posted it on the Common Sense Show. It's about Antarctica and also about Trump's talking to. And, oh, was this ever foretelling when Ted said Trump got the talk? Because he definitely got the talk, because we see that he is compromised in many areas. And I posted that under Distant Replay on thecommonsenseshow.com. Anyway, let's not waste any more time. Let's get right down to business. Let's welcome Ted Brower from Health Masters to The Common Sense Show. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Dave, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I remember that same talk was given to Obama right after he won the election. I remember he went into the office with President Bush, into the Oval Office. I remember they went in alone, and Obama came out. He walked in there all strutting like a peacock, thinking he was all that. He walked out a few hours later with his head down, shoulders rolled, and like, what the heck did I just hear? And he got to hear the talk about who really ran the United States, why the United States was no longer a republic, why we were being operated as a corporation, and who was in charge of the Exchange Stability Fund, which would be the international banking cartel since 1934, and the United States was not who he thought it was going to be, and he was not going to be the president he thought he was going to be. He was going to be kept on a leash and do what he was told to do, just like George had been done. George W. had been done, Clinton had done, George H. had been done, and Reagan had been done after he was shot and heavily medicated. So, guys, the last president we've had who went after this international cartel was John F. Kennedy. He was the greatest president that's ever been in the history of this country in my lifetime, even though he was a Democrat. The Democratic Party, he would have left the Democratic Party today for what they've become. And John F. Kennedy went after the international banking cartels. He went after the CIA. He went after the drug running of Southeast Asia. He basically did executive order 11110 to basically print his own currency, get away from the, you know, the Fed. He basically wanted to give a full exposure to what was going on with Roswell and Majestic 12. He wanted to do all of these things, and therefore they had to get rid of him, and that's the last president we had. In fact, if you watch the video, it's hard to find now. It had millions and millions of views. I first started basically promoting that video with Alexander Bruce about 4 years ago. It was called From JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick, and it goes way back into the 1800s. It talks about who runs the United States, how it was run through big money, big oil, and big Rothschild banking money, and how it was the one that was responsible for all of the things that we've had happen, including Zionism, including World War I, including World War II, including our Civil War, including the Federal Reserve Bank, including the takeover of the Exchange Stability Fund in 1934, including using Samuel Untermeyer to blackmail Woodrow Wilson to get the Federal Reserve Act passed, including using Samuel Untermeyer to get Brandish into as a Supreme Court justice to get us into World War I, and also the Versailles Treaty. All of it is being orchestrated and done before our very, very eyes. In fact, we know that big money, big oil, big pharma, and all these big companies that were funded through Western interests is what put Nazi Germany on the map, Then Hitler went off the chain, decided to get rid of the central bank, do his own thing, and this entire group of industrialists turned against him and basically destroyed Germany in the process to prove a point, including the bombing of Dresden in 1945, in which it was a giant human druidic sacrifice orchestrated by none other than the druid Winston Churchill, who was very proud that he was a druid or a Luciferian or a Satan worshiper. Guys, always remember Winston Churchill, Stalin, Truman, and Roosevelt, and all of these guys were all high-level Masonic leaders, and all of it is based upon the Kabbalah with the Masonic leaders and this introduction of this New World Order and this Third Temple in Jerusalem and the crowning or the bloodshedding or the anointing or whatever you want to call it of their Antichrist, the man of perdition, like it talks about in Thessalonians. And this is what it's all being orchestrated to for the fulfillment of prophecy. And we have to understand that, as William Guy Carson, his extremely good book, a 200-page book, very easy to read, free online, we are but pawns in the game. That's the name of the book, Pawns in the Game. Also read Topper Saucy's book, Rulers of Evil. That's another very, very good one to read. And if you want to have an alternative version of what happened with World War II and how we got into that mess, read the book, The Bad War, which has been banned on Amazon, but you get a free PDF. Those three books will give you more information as to who and what runs this planet than anything else you can possibly read.
Yes, I totally agree. And, you know, I used to think World War II was the noble war.
Are you there, Dave?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Ted, are you with me?
I hear you. I do.
Okay. Yeah,
it seems like I hear you, Dave. I hear you.
We got a little bit.
I got you, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, Ted, can you hear me?
I hear you, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, you're a little garbled. You might want to just reorient it to where you were a few minutes ago. But
I haven't moved. Gosh.
Well, we may be being messed with, and that's been a known fact here on the Common Sense Show, where we get guests that promote any level of controversy, and that's what we get. Ted, one of the things that I really find interesting is the fact that we have a situation in this country now where healthcare has become an absolute and unmitigated disaster. And I wanted you to comment on healthcare, because Obama came in and he was going to fix healthcare for the downtrodden. 50 million people without healthcare, 18,000 deaths a year. And what we got was a hybrid model of what he was supposed to replace. And now we've got President Trump and nothing has changed. Can you comment on that?
Well, nothing is going to change, Dave. I mean, Trump's doing what he's supposed to do. Obama did what he was supposed to do. I mean, you had John McCain, who was a globalist, blocked the repeal of Obamacare. I mean, he was a Republican senator. May he not rest in peace. As far as I'm concerned, there was a giant wave of lava in the lake of fire when he splashed down, when he died. I mean, this guy was horrible, John McCain. I mean, he was one of the worst senators, worst people we've ever had in the Senate. And I cannot even imagine why Donald Trump let him lay in state. I can't believe any of that stuff after what he did on the USS Forrestal. He was not a war hero. It was a joke. The whole thing was a mess. And the problem is that, you know, we have Obamacare because they want eugenics. They want eugenics on the population. They want to control eugenics. Let me give you a perfect example. One of the biggest drugs they use now are calcium channel blockers to control heart rate and control blood pressure. And what people don't realize is the main reason that they're having to take calcium channel blockers is because they have a magnesium deficiency in almost all cases. In other words, magnesium is used in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. And the problem is, because they don't have enough magnesium in their system, they get too much calcium, the heart starts pounding too hard, starts increasing the blood pressure too much, and rather than giving them magnesium, which relaxes the heart muscle and stops cramps, they give them basically a calcium channel blocker. They're not correcting the magnesium deficiency. They're basically stopping calcium from causing the heartbeat. When you start going on calcium channel blockers, they're one of the most dangerous drugs you can take, because you're literally one heartbeat away from dying. I mean, they're that hard of a drug. And people don't realize, Dave, how dangerous they are and how they're being overused and why they're being used. And it's almost always because of a magnesium deficiency. And I see that happen all the time. And the biggest problem with magnesium is people take magnesium, they buy the stuff at the grocery store that's like 99 cents a bottle or whatever. It's primarily, you know, a laxative. And so when you try to absorb it through your intestinal tract, it just blows right through you, acts like a laxative, and it doesn't absorb. So what ends up happening is you get into a situation where you're not feeding your body magnesium. The deficiency gets worse and worse and worse. The calcium continues to come in. You continue to get more and more leg cramps. You have to get magnesium chloride, and you have to do it transdermally. And that's the best way to do that. So soak your feet. We have a special type of mineral salts, calcium chloride, we have on the website. And you soak your feet in that. You get in a bathtub and you soak in that if you have to, 30 minutes a day. This is why we have so many people with things like spinal stenosis or calcium growth inside of the spinal canal. We have so many people with bone spurs. It's because they're not getting enough magnesium. And the medical industrial complex knows this. They have the same biochemistry training that I have. I mean, I went to Florida State. I mean, a lot of them went to Florida State or other major medical schools. And the problem is that they understand that, you know, you can treat the condition with, you know, elevated heart rate, or you can treat it, you know, with the calcium channel blockers. You just give the body more magnesium and it calms down. I had a friend of mine years ago call me up in the middle of the night. He goes, "Oh man, I don't know, doing my heart's racing." I said, "Well, you need magnesium." I said, you need to get to take some magnesium brain food that we have. You need to get some chicken broth. You need to get your electrolyte levels back to normal. You need to drink the chicken broth. You need to put a bunch of salt back in it because he'd been sitting in saunas a lot and hadn't been replacing the water, been drinking distilled water and hadn't been replacing his electrolytes. This is exactly what he did. He went and got a bunch of he had organic chicken broth at home, put a bunch of our salt in it. He took a bunch of our magnesium products, and it calmed right back down again. But guys, listen to me. You've got to think through what you're doing. A new study just came out, and it said that about 5% of, you know, all cancers are being caused directly from bad diet. Well, I'll say it's much higher than that. I say 50% of all cancer, Dave, is caused by bad diet because you don't get the vitamin E, the C, the D, the antioxidants, the iodine, all of these things your body needs to fight cancer, keep a strong immune system. You're not getting it in your food, and therefore you're not getting it in your body. And when you don't get it in your food or in your body starts to deteriorate. That's why they're called degenerative diseases. You degenerate. And that's what happens in so many cases. But again, remember, this is all part of the eugenics protocol. It's all part of the New World Order wanting to reduce the population of the planet. It's all tied together with the same group of people who started all these wars. You remember when the Jason scholars got together back in the 40s and the 50s after the war, and the OSS became the CIA, they got the top minds together on the planet, and they said, "What's the number one thing we need to do?" And they said, "Number one thing we have to do, we have to control population growth on the planet. You know, human beings are like a virus, and they're taking over the planet." Now, the reason that's happening is we have about 100 million new people being born every year in the United States. That's all primarily third world countries in which they're having 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 15, 20 children. I mean, this is the same thing that happened in Kenya. You know, AIDS was an engineered virus as far as I'm concerned. A lot of other people feel the same way. That was specifically designed to go after black people in Africa. And what happened is they didn't realize that these people were going to die before they would have children before they died. And I was in Kenya a few years ago. I was in Nairobi, Dave. And there literally were children all over the streets, in the medians on the highways, with campfires, with little hovels, little tents, little cardboard boxes. And I asked the guy who was with us, I said, "What the heck, man? Why do you have all these kids?" They said, "Well, their parents had four or five kids, and they had AIDS. And these kids basically were born while the parents had AIDS, and the parents all died because of the AIDS. But now we have all of these children who can't read or write or are illiterate or homeless. We don't know what to do with them." Well, this is the problem they have with the third world. Now they're introducing certain things in there to cause problems with fertility and vaccines, and including tetanus shots and all the things that have been proven and now that have come out to the public. But the number one thing, Dave, is eugenics. They want to reduce the population of the planet, and they're going to do that by hook or by crook. And if they can get the people sick, basically, and not reproducing, they're going to be okay with it. In other words, that's one of the primary reasons they use Gardasil. Gardasil shots cause a condition called premature ovarian failure. What that is that's menopause in young girls who are given the Gardasil shot. It happens in a large percent of them. They end up dying, you know, a lot of them from the Gardasil shot, and a lot of them are rendered permanently sterilized. Then we've got people carrying their cell phones in their pockets, reducing sperm count, being exposed to exogenous estrogens in the food supply, reducing sperm count. We've got women who are carrying their cell phones in their hip pockets, you know, basically putting their microwave oven, which is their little cell phone, on a low setting and irradiating their ovaries continually. We have infertility through the roof in the United States, and we have massive population being brought into the country to cripple us through Cloward and Piven. All of this stuff is being done on purpose by the same people, the same Druids, the same synagogue of Satan, the same group that caused World War I, World War II, the same group that caused the Vietnam War, the same group that took down Building 7. This is the same people. It's just their granddaddies, great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddies, and the people that go all the way back to Genesis chapter 6, who consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen, the progeny of Lucifer himself. That's who claimed to be running the planet right now, and it's not going to change. And we need to realize that all we could do is tell the truth of who these people are and what they are, and continue to do the best we can to keep ourselves and our families healthy. You need to be eating organic. You need to be taking a high-quality supplement. Don't think you're going to go to a box store and buy a $1.99 bottle of vitamins, and you're going to get four bottles for free, and those vitamins are going to work. They don't. They don't work, and they're bad for you. That's why so many people, they buy these cheap vitamins, Dave, and they basically don't get any better. They don't even feel it. That's why we guarantee you, if you don't feel better in 30 days on our Health Master products, send it back, and we'll give you a refund. I can't do that. In fact, right now, Dave, this is interesting. Now, I don't know how quickly you can get the show aired, but our Ultimate Multiples having a Best Buy date sale. This product's only like $70. This is our powdered Ultimate Multiple. We have our manufacturer, basically what he did, they did, is they misplaced a pallet of our product, which we've been wondering where it was. They brought it back to us now with an expiration date 6 months from now, and it's still good. It's been kept at 72 degree temperature, but it's the Best Buy day, so we've dropped it to less than half price on the product. So it's like $29 for the product. It's only $70. It's a full month supply. Some people use it for a 2 month supply of our Ultimate Multiple powder, which I believe is, this is the one I personally take, is the highest quality multiple on the market today. Today. It's a phenomenal product for less than $30. And guys, it's one of those things. I don't know how to make it any more convenient or any less expensive than that. You try the product for 30 days, you don't feel great, send it back. Get a refund. But see, this is the thing, Dave, people need to understand. If you don't take care of your body won't take care of you. It's like a car. If you put the wrong oil in a car, and you put, you know, the wrong transmission fluid in a car, or you don't change the plugs, or you don't do this, or you don't do that, or you don't maintain the car, it starts to break down. The same thing happens to your body. And then when you throw all of these extra drugs into your system that people are given on an ongoing basis, it continually causes degenerative diseases in the body. And when this happens, the person basically becomes very, very sick, very, very diseased. And they can't continue their life the way they had lived it before, because they're physically not capable of it. And I see people that are so overweight, they can't sit on the floor. And it's not that they can't fall on the floor, but they can, if they flop on the floor, they literally have to crawl to another chair or a stool to prop themselves up on, because they don't have the lower or upper body strength to get up by themselves. And by the way, that's a very good indication. If you can't get off the floor by yourself, it really shows that you don't have a whole lot longer to live. Studies have proven that repeatedly. Because guys, you need to be in shape. I know here a few weeks ago, Dave, I had not been doing deep knee bends, and I was out here by the RV, and I basically stood up and I went, oh wow, that was a little bit hard to stand up. And I thought, wait a minute, it can be hard to stand up. I'm only 63 years old, and I work out. Oh, that's right. I haven't been doing deep knee bends. Some people call them squats, but I don't use any weight anymore. But I haven't been doing those. So I went to the gym the next day. In fact, I think I went to the gym that day, and I did 25 reps. I got like a broomstick, and I did like 25 squats with a broomstick, and I got sore from it. And I thought, okay, this is not good. Well, the following week, I went in, Dave, and I did 50 squats. I got sore again. The following week, I went and I did 75 squats. I didn't get sore. Yesterday, I went and did 100 squats. Okay, and now I'm back to doing those again, and now when I get up, when I'm leaning down or squatting, it's easy for me to get up again. We all have to maintain lean muscle mass. We've all got to take our supplements. We've all got to eat clean. And if we don't, what ends up happening? Our blood sugar goes through the roof. Our blood pressure goes through the roof. Our heart rate goes through the roof, and we start getting sick, and we start being suffering with degenerative diseases. And, Dave, this is going to be a big problem with people. If the crap really does hit the fan, and people end up not being able to get their meds, or not being able to get, you know, their 10,000 calories a day, what's going to happen is they're going to find themselves dying very, very, very quickly. So you need to get in shape as quickly as you can, just in the event that something does happen that's going to be very, very bad, including the onset of World War III, with all of these Chinese and Russian troops and who knows what else are coming across the border, including people infected with AIDS, potentially, that's being allowed openly now by Donald Trump. And remember, Trump's giving more obfuscation now. He goes, well, we're going to sanction Mexico if they don't stop this immigration. And he's got his hand slapped and said, no, 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 no. You're not going to sanction Mexico. And, of course, now he says he's not going to sanction Mexico anymore. And this weekend we had tens of thousands pouring across the border, laughing at the United States, saying basically, you know, Trump can't do anything. They're not going to do anything. We're coming into your country because we deserve it and we want to take it over. This is the problem that we have when we have a president who's been compromised morally and financially by a New World Order, which has continually threatened him And guys, you got to understand something. Trump has been threatened. There is no other explanation as to why he has backed off his agenda of making America great again to this level, and why we are still in Syria, why we are still in the Middle East, why we are still doing all these crazy things with Saudi Arabia, and with that war in Yemen that's still going on. Nothing's changed. Donald Trump has dropped more bombs in his 2.5-3 years in office now than Obama and Bush combined. Nothing has changed, Dave. And so we need to understand that the President Trump is not trying to make America great again. He's doing the best he can to basically stay alive and to bring in the globalist agenda. Now, do I think he wants to do that? Absolutely not. I really believe with all of my heart, Dave, that when we voted for him and when he was running for office, he really felt he could do something different. But I believe, like we said at the beginning of the show, the boys had to talk. And now he's had the talk, and he realized he's going to do what he's been told to do, and that's as far as they're going to let him go. And Bill Clinton said it one time, Dave. He said, I realized very quickly after I became president of the United States that people higher up than me make the decisions. I implement them, and I tell everybody what they want to have done. Now, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's basically what he said. And when he refers to they, what he's talking about is the international banking, Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian witches and druids of the dark ages, as grandchildren and great grandchildren and the bloodlines and the Committee of 300 and the Bilderberger Group that tell us all what we're going to do and what we're going to eat and how we're going to live and how many diseases and they're going to put on us and how many drugs they're going to give us and how much fluoride they're going to force us to drink. It's those same people, Dave, and it always has been.
Well, it definitely is the same people, but it's funny how the game has not changed. And I had such high hopes for President Trump. I mean, he's made some inroads, but you don't even hear him talking about Make America Great Again. He's not doing any political appearances, wearing his red hat. I see a real difference just in him personally. And I totally agree with what you're saying. The man has been threatened. What would you advise him to do? If you were in his position, what would you do?
Number one, I'd tell him to get off the gay and lesbian agenda. This is one of the big pushes for the Communist Party, because remember, the Frankfurt School back in the 30s got started in Germany. It came to here in 33 when the persecution happened with the Jews in Germany and went to Columbia University. And this is a big, it's all based on Kabbalah teaching about gay is good and that kind of weird stuff. And all of this stuff basically is being pushed into our systems through the Frankfurt School, which gave us Gloria Steinem and gave us Playboy magazine, you know, worked with MK Ultra for mass groupthink control. All of this stuff is being done to us intentionally. So Donald Trump telling us that one of the primary agendas that he wants to do is to make homosexuality legal in all the countries in the world is one of his primary agendas for his administration now, is following in the exact same footsteps of the gay Kenyan. Because everybody knows that Barack Obama was gay. Joan Rivers said he was gay. Joan Rivers says that Michelle Obama is a transvestite, a tranny. I mean, and then she died shortly after saying that. I believe that she's telling us the truth, because Joan never really lied. She's kind of ran her mouth a lot. But the reality is this. He's pushing the gay agenda, and he needs to back off of that. He needs to get the gay thing under control, and he needs to leave our guns under control. He needs to get away from the guns and the gays. That's what he needs to do. And he needs to get out of the wars, and he needs to get out of this Middle Eastern program they have as far as the greater Israel agenda. All of that stuff needs to stop. And his followers, the problem is, Dave, the Christian Zionists are the ones who put him in office. And they're the ones that are promoting, you know, the Israel. And until he realizes that it's not make Israel great again, it's make America great again. It's not make Germany great again. It's make America great again. It's not make France great again or England great again. It's make America great again. Until he gets back on his basic campaign promises, he's basically not going to get it done. Now, do I think he's going to win the reelection? Yes. If they parade somebody like Joe Biden up there for presidential nomination for the Democratic Party and we have to vote, am I going to vote for Trump? Probably yes. Why? Because I don't want to see Biden, because I think he's a child molester and pervert. Same thing with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. I mean, what choice did we have last time? We had no choice. We had to vote for Donald Trump. And he, quite frankly, he basically eviscerated the other Republican candidates. And, you know, I don't believe that he did that thinking that he was going to be this New World Order guru. I really believe he thought he could make changes. I said that earlier in the show, and I'm saying that again. But again, after he had the talk. In fact, people need to listen to that archives of what I said right after he got elected.
You're saying it exactly as you said it 2.5 years ago. Exactly.
And I called it. Because the thing about it is, guys, remember something. You know, it's like with World War II. you know, the trucks that Germany was using were Ford trucks. The planes they were using were Boeing bombers. The planes, the engines were Ford engines. I mean, all of this stuff, we have to understand. General Motors, you know, they were supplying the Nazis with all of these armaments. We kept giving them the lead they needed for their aircraft fuel. Without the lead, the planes wouldn't fly because they'd knock themselves to pieces. I mean, we gave them the ball bearings that they needed. I mean, we, the United States, not we the people, but the industrials of the United States that are Rothschild-controlled via cutouts are the ones that continue to support Germany. And then when Germany finally decided to get rid of the central bank, oh, that was the big no-no in 38, and then Hitler threw out the doggone Rothschild banking cartel, says, I'll print my own currency and not have to borrow from you guys. At that point, they had to take him out completely, and they did, but they never killed him. According to Jim Mars, you know, who I really respected, may he rest in peace, he said in his book, The Fourth Reich, that the bombs that we dropped on Hiroshima in Germany, I mean, I'm sure Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, they were German bombs because we couldn't get our detonators to work. And so we have to understand something, guys. This New World Order is invasive. The 5G network they're trying to bring into that display is invasive. The drugs they're trying to put all of you on are invasive. The vaccines they're trying to force you to give your children now, some places where they'll lock you up if you don't give your children these vaccines, or they'll take the children away from you forcibly, they're invasive. This autism rate in New Jersey with 1 in 40 people, now 1 in 40 children coming down with autism. These rates are insane. But they know that sooner or later you're going to have tens of millions of people with autism in the United States who have to be on government subsidies, and it will further cripple the United States. Because who's going to pay for all of these kids? Who's going to take care of these children when their parents die? Nobody's thinking about this stuff, and nobody's talking about it. People say, well, we don't know what's causing the autism. Well, we sure aren't looking at vaccines, are we? We sure aren't looking at glyphosate, are we? Why don't we open up the books and say, wait a minute, maybe there's a problem with vaccines. Maybe there's a problem with the aluminum in the vaccines. Maybe there's a problem with all of this stuff, and we as a nation need to stop. Maybe we need to stop giving these vaccine manufacturers, because of what Reagan did in 1986, the ability to produce products that kill you and not be sued for it. Maybe we need to get rid of that doggone vaccine law that he did. Maybe that needs to be done. Guys, and this is what we need to all understand, is we have to start asking ourselves questions. What are we willing to do? Where are we willing to go? What are we willing to say? You know, the other day I was in a restaurant at the Biltmore Estate, and I met a guy over there. His name was Tom, and his father was a Hungarian who was thrown into a Soviet gulag at the end of World War II for simply being a Christian Catholic. Was thrown into a Hungarian gulag, Soviet-controlled slave labor, prison labor, death camp. You know, Stalin used to say if he couldn't kill at least 20,000 people a day, he was having a bad day. He killed 60 million of his own people. And his father was sentenced to death, along with the Catholic leader of the youth group, along with all the members of the youth group, and all of them were hanged. They all died except for his dad and the priest who had already been sentenced to death when he was going to give evidence against his father about being part of this youth group. He basically denied this guy was involved in it. They didn't know what to do with Tom's dad because now they didn't have evidence to hang him for being a Christian. And so they ended up basically, he spent 4 years in a prisoner of war camp. Then Stalin died. They released the political prisoners to come back later for a trial. He quickly went through the doggone forest there in Hungary, ended up over in Austria to get out of the country so he wouldn't be killed, and then he came to the United States. They did horrible things. They tortured these people. They filleted them alive. They put glass rods up inside of their private parts for the men, and then broke it with a hammer so they'd have splinters of glass inside of their bodies for the rest of their life. I mean, they did horrible things like cutting the nipples off of pregnant women so they couldn't feed their children. This is what the communists did under Stalin, and Stalin was our ally. Why doesn't anybody ask why that happened? That was not okay. That's why I urge everybody to read that book, The Bad War. We've got to understand what the United States was involved in, who the United States was involved with, and what we allowed our allies to do after the war. Look at the Morgenthau treatment. 12 million Germans, apparently, up to 12 million Germans, were starved to death systematically in Germany from 1945 to 1957. I mean, my mom was there. She told me about this stuff, Dave. They were not given food. The German prisoners of war were locked up behind concentration camp wire and left to starve to death by Eisenhower. I mean, and that's why they were so mad at General Patton, because he turned the Germans loose after the war that he had basically captured and told them to go home to their families. And they were so angry he had done that. They wanted the systematic destruction of Germany because they wanted to get rid of nationalism. because Germany has stood against the international banking cartels, and they wanted to find out why. And that was why the research was being done at the Frankfurt School in Columbia to find out how to stop nationalism. And that's when they brought us Gloria Steinem. That's when they brought us Playboy. And that's when they started to destroy the nuclear family of the United States and the children of the United States with their propaganda so they could take over our country also, just like they did the Soviet Union, just like they did Germany after the war, just like they tried to do with Germany during the war. All of these things are pre-planned, guys, for this communist indoctrination that's all based on Kabbalah teaching. And if we don't look at what's going on and how they're doing it, then, Dave, we're destined, as the rest of the world has done, to repeat the past and all these horrible mistakes, bud.
Well, we are, and we're repeating them right now. And you mentioned Jim Mars. I interviewed Jim a number of times about his book, The Fourth Reich, and he nailed it. But I want to go back to something you said, that Trump has been threatened, and it's keeping him in line with the globalist agenda. You know, if I were to step back from this, listen, I think the globalists would get something that they don't want. If they assassinated Trump, I think that would put Americans in the street by the millions.
They're not going to assassinate Trump. He's doing what they want.
Okay, then why is he backing down? He's probably
scared for his family, or he's got some really weird crap with Jeffrey Epstein in his past. Yeah, they've got him on videotape doing, bud. They've got something on him that he doesn't want to have himself destroyed. He doesn't want to be that guy who gets destroyed. That's the problem.
Yeah. I'm afraid you have a point about Epstein, because I covered this and the name jumps out of my head, but there was a judge that gave Epstein preferential treatment in jail when he was awaiting trial for his child molestations, and Trump took that judge and appointed him to one of his key federal positions. And like I said, the name of the judge has jumped out of my head, but I wrote about that, and I agree, that's a sign of compromise.
Well, no, it is. So what we have to do is we need to understand that everybody, you know, has something in their past that they don't want to basically have come out. They don't want everything to be known about them. I mean, everybody has that. I mean, good grief, we've all have done stuff like that. I mean, not to the point of having sex with children. I'm kind of sick, perverted stuff. But, you know, we've all done things before we were Christian that we don't want people to know about. And there's no telling what Trump's got in his doggone closet. I mean, we know he likes porn stars. We know he pretty much would have sex with anything that walked or talked, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he hung out with a lot of really weird people. I mean, but you know, the reality is that, you know, we don't really care about his sexual whatever with porn stars. At least I don't care what he does with those weird women. But if you start finding out that he basically had sex with children or young girls, that's going to destroy anybody, Dave. You find out you had sex with a girl. I'm not saying this happened, guys. I'm speculating. If someone found out you had sex with a girl who was 12, 13, 14 years old, and you thought they were 16 or 17 or 18 or 20, and you were whatever, you know, it's going to come back on you. Look at that doggone Judge Moore down there in Alabama. I mean, he asked this girl out. Never said they had sex with anybody. Just asked these young girls out, and all of a sudden he couldn't win the Senate race down there. And Trump did not support him. Trump did not go in and support him. And then we ended up with a super liberal Democratic senator out of Alabama. I mean, we've got to ask ourselves these questions. What do they know about Donald Trump? And think about it too. Jared Kushner, who's been at Bilderberger, all right, Ivanka Trump are both hardcore Shabbatist Kabbalists. I mean, what do they know about this new world order and who's running this planet that they're telling Donald Trump that he has to be compliant with? I mean, are they threatening his grandchildren? Do they threaten Jared? Do they threaten Ivanka? Is Jared Kushner really running the White House? I mean, why are so many of the policies? I mean, you know, this whole woman's thing that Donald Trump wants to put $100 million into for Ivanka to push. I didn't vote for that, Dave. I didn't push it. I didn't vote for any of that. I mean, why does he have the authority to allocate $100 million into her little campaign for women's rights? I mean, I'm not saying that women shouldn't have rights. I'm just saying, why is this stuff happening and we're not being asked about it? I mean, who's running the doggone show up there?
I can tell you who's not running it. White males who are Christian are not running it.
Well, no, that's an absolute fact. I mean, they hate whites. They want to kill whites as quick as they can, especially if you're a white male. You're basically the Antichrist as far as they're concerned. But no, they want you to be. They want the Antichrist. You're basically a Christian who basically has presented a problem for them, because the Frankfurt School has taught them that white Christian males are the primary force that promotes nationalism to the groupthink of the United States. We're it. There's no other group that does that. They're all too broken up into their own special interest groups. White males are the ones that do that. That's why they're doing everything they can to get rid of whites, to demonize whites, to make whites the bad people. I mean, there's an all-out war, according to Paul Craig Roberts, on whites in the United States right now, as far as to demonize them and to make them basically politically defunct and not allow them to do what they need to do and basically not control anything. And quite frankly, a lot of the white males, these people, these white Anglo-Saxon Protestant men in Washington, D.C. that have been completely compromised in Congress, they've done a crappy job anyhow. And so, but that's because they're compromised. I remember it was either Robert David Steele or one of my other guests that I had on my show with Austin. And he was saying how, I think it was Wayne Allen Root. He was saying how the people in Washington are given this option. If they catch him with a prostitute, they catch him doing drugs, they catch him misallocating campaign funds, they catch him doing something they're not supposed to do that's basically worthy of a jail sentence. Okay, or getting basically destroyed, you know, in the media. They've done something and they basically want to destroy them. And what they do, they tell them, okay, here's the deal. We're going to let you stay in the Congress. We're going to let you stay in the Senate for the rest of your life. And we're going to give you all this money. We're going to open up Swiss stuff for you. You're going to get cars and planes and trains, whatever you want. You're going to get everything you want to get for the rest of your life, and you're going to have this incredible life. Or we're going to expose you and ruin you and basically destroy you and basically destroy your family. So you choose A or B. Which one do you want? And that's what happens. And they choose A. They don't want to be destroyed. And I think that's the same option that Donald Trump was given. And this is the problem that we have, Dave. Until we get congressional term limits and restrictions on lobbying from large corporations and, you know, Senate, all this stuff, all these guys have term limits, you know, one or two max. So Congress probably needs to get 8 years, senators probably two terms, 12 years, even just one term, and not allow them to get into the Washington machine. And it's, you know, they call it, in fact, the Food and Drug Administration does the same thing. They called it the revolving door of the Food and Drug Administration. Now, these different corporations would basically use these FDA guys to promote certain drugs and approve certain drugs, and then they would immediately leave their positions with the FDA after the drug was approved and take positions with high salaries at these other corporations. In fact, 60 Minutes, when they were still trying to tell the truth over 20 years ago, they basically did a whole show on the revolving door of the Food and Drug Administration and how that happens. But now all these big news stories and these big news shows like that, they don't really do that anymore. They pretty much go with the mainstream narrative. The other day I was reading an article, and it goes exactly what I said. Back in 1996, when Bill Clinton allowed the FCC to deregulate radio stations. See, there's about 10,000 radio stations in the United States, Dave. And back in the early 90s, back in the 80s when I was doing radio, sometimes I'd do 40 shows a week as a guest. And what would happen is all of these stations were independent, so they all had to have guests. They weren't doing large syndicated broadcasts, which you'd have one person that would be broadcast into 200 or 300 or 400 cities at the same time as a syndicated show. They were all pretty much independent stations that had to have guests every single day. So a company came out with a book. It was called the Radio TV Interview Report. And they would send it to all of these stations, these 10,000 stations, every twice a month. And they would pick the top guests in the country. And sometimes you do 40 shows a week. Now, I'm giving you this as a background. And then in 96, Bill Clinton changed that law with the FCC and allowed a major corporation like Clear Channel to come in and literally buy up all the radio stations in a market. And they could buy up all the radio stations in all the markets if they wanted. So they ended up owning thousands and thousands of radio shows and stations. And then they would syndicate their shows that they wanted to all of these different markets. And you would no longer have to have independent guests. Now, the reason that it had originally been designed to have independent guests was they couldn't censor the media. They couldn't censor the information that was being given out. One group of people weren't controlling all of the information that was going out to all of these people. And when they changed that law and they deregulated it, that's exactly what happened. We started getting mass censorship in the media. Suddenly, instead of me being invited on 20 or 30 or 40 different talk shows a week, it went to 30, it went to 20, it went to 10, it went to 5, it went to 5 a month, it went to 5 a year. It happened. And then all of a sudden they would tell me when I'd come on a show, you can't talk about aspartame because Monsanto has contacted us and told us they're going to drop their advertising for their Coca-Cola products because of diet sodas on our show if you mention aspartame again. They censored me. This happened on the Kathy Fountain show down in Tampa. I had it happen to me. They told me before the show. I went on one time, had a huge market share, a 37% market share, had a huge audience. I came back on 6 months later and I was censored and told I couldn't talk about certain things because they had been threatened. That same station, Dave, had a show that was called called the investigators, and they went after bovine growth hormone and Monsanto's use of bovine growth hormone in dairy cows and what it was doing to the population, and they were told by the people from Monsanto that they would be sued if they aired the show. So it ended up that show never got aired. The thing with bovine growth hormone never got aired. Kathy Fountain went off the air. The investigators went off the air. I mean, it's a big mess. I've been in the middle of all that stuff before, and I know what they did. And this is what they do. When you have five or six corporations that are all Rothschild-controlled through the international banking cartels, controlling the media, 95% of the people of the United States, Dave, this is why they hate the new Gutenberg Press, which is your show, my show, Hagman's show, Sheila's show. We're the ones that have changed everything because we don't allow them to censor us. That's why a lot of the people, listen to me. A lot of people who have alternative talk shows, they have come in now and they have been compromised. Now, I'm not going to mention any names. And why have they been compromised? Because they've basically been used as a mouthpiece for the control grid and give you 80% great information and 20% lies. And we see this. And many of these guys now have been deplatformed because they've been exposed and they're no longer an effective propaganda agent. So this is the problem that we have with alternative news. So be very, very careful. Everything that Dave and I'm talking about today is not politically correct. And if you have anybody who won't discuss any of these things we've talked about today, then there's a high probability someone's had to talk with them and said certain things you can't discuss. I know another woman who had a real big show. I find out after she had died that basically she had been compromised and she was going to get a dishonorable discharge, and that the FBI contacted her and basically told her that if she did not basically follow, they'd give her an honorable discharge out of the military, but she had to give out the news they wanted to. She could give out 80% of what she wanted, but 20% of the news stories they were going to give her. Another guy who's a huge guy online right now who spent years in jail for threatening a federal court judge, okay, who's promoted a lot in alternative news. I'm not going to mention any names. I don't do that. He basically was, when he was under trial, he said in his own trial, and it's on his Wikipedia page, that he was an FBI informant and he worked for the federal government. He says it. He admitted to it in court. And it's on his Wikipedia page. And yet, patriots still promote this guy. And so then you get other places out there that have just, they're just fake news sites that get promoted. That's why I'm letting you guys know right now, be very, very careful who you listen to. And be very careful with all the people that are promoting Q this and Q that. Q is a psychop that's being used against the population and basically to keep us subdued so that the people who are the Trumpers, the ones who want America great again, the nationalists, the patriots, don't rise up in unison because somebody else supposedly is telling us it's okay, it's okay. Q has said it's okay, and it's being used as a psychop against us, Dave.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's the whole system that's being transformed, and you hit a silver bullet. It a minute ago. I have written this for years that we need to eliminate lobbying, and we need to eliminate the what you call the revolving door, where people from the CDC go to Big Pharma and vice versa. And we see the same thing in banking and industry regulations that come out of Congress. These people who made these regulations get to undo them because of the revolving door. And then finally, I would eliminate all lobbying. I would eliminate 100% of it because it's no more than legalized bribery.
I don't know about eliminating all lobbying, because if I want to have something basically, you know, pushed through as far as an agenda to promote churches or promote Christianity, I would like to be able to do that. But I think that lobbying
without money, how about that?
That's right. Because we have to let the congressional leaders know, and if we have a group of people who we pay to go to Washington to tell them how we feel, we have to have the ability to do that. But you're right, it should be, because we're basically greasing the palm of this doggone politician and helping him with his reelection. Remember, in Congress, and it's particularly bad in Congress because of the two-year term, their entire 24 months that they're in office is spent raising money and running for office again. That's what they do. They've been rendered ineffective. They're awful because they can't go in and get the agendas done, because the same thing happened to Cynthia McKinney. When Cynthia McKinney started questioning the agenda of Wall Street and the big banks and the Rothschild banking cartels and all the stuff that we were doing as far as making Israel great again, when she started questioning that agenda, she was no longer allowed to basically win an election. They financed the group against her to do that. to make her, to have her lose. And you think, well, that didn't happen. Yeah, you go look her up on YouTube. She'll tell you that herself. Now see, this is the problem that we have, David. You're absolutely right. As long as we allow big business and big money to control the outcome of elections based upon their political beliefs, then we're going to continue to get more and more of this communism, more and more of this New World Order, more and more of this transgender pedophile nightmare stuff that we've been dealing with, more and more and more and more. And it's not going to change. We as Christians have to stand in the gap. Guys, this world is getting darker and darker and darker. It's getting more and more satanic. I mean, Hollywood, the Hollywood satanic agenda is just in full-blown swing now. It's full-blown. The Kabbalah with all these red strings and this worship of fallen angels and these weird... The God of Kabbalah is not the God of our Bible. I just want you guys to know that. It's just quick newsflash. But, you know, we have to understand who's in charge of this stuff. And, guys, whoever runs the money, whoever runs the printing presses, controls the narrative. Remember, Julius Caesar, one of the reasons he was assassinated in Rome, he decided he's no longer going to allow the money changers to print the money and charge usury and interest for the use of their money. He got rid of it, and, of course, then he was immediately assassinated right after he did that. So the same thing happened to John F. Kennedy. It's the same people. It's always the same group. In the Middle Ages, they were called the wizards and the warlocks. And, you know, these are these blood-drinking weirdos. And, guys, we have to understand who and what we're fighting. It's not a battle against flesh and blood. But it's against all these entities and dark demons and spirits and all this other crazy stuff that occupies these interdimensional worlds that are around us that have controlled this planet for thousands of years, all the way back to Noah and the flood with Genesis chapter 6. This is the same group that wants to tie us into a 5G interdimensional interface, into a D-Wave computer, into another dimension, and have this entity, this demonic entity that they call Lucifer or Satan or whatever they want to call it, or we call it, control our very hearts and minds, where every thought was evil all the time, as it was in Genesis chapter 6. This is the same group that wants to do that again. They're the same group that did it in Genesis chapter 6. These are the gods of the ancient Canaanite religions. The Malachites that used to worship them, Baal, Asherah, all of these things. And we are being ruled by these demonic entities from ancient Cana that happened after Noah got back off the ark. I did a whole show on this a few weeks ago. You can look it up on our archives at the Ted and Austin Brower Show at Health Masters, and you can do it and you can listen to it. And last week on Friday, I did a show on the blood of Christ, the interdimensional interface, quantum mechanics made simple. You guys can listen to that. Guys, it's something that you guys need to understand, that we live in an energy field on this planet. And the black magic controls the energy field on the planet, including the Babylonian money magic. They don't see money as they don't see money as currency. They see it as an energy flow. These guys are all about manipulating time space through human sacrifice and abortions. Well, we've had 180 companies come out now, like I mentioned earlier, that said that they can't be successful in business unless they have abortion available to their employees. What kind of crap is that? Are you saying we can't be successful in business unless we have Baal and Moloch and Asherah worship with the slaughtering of the unborn and the children in this country? Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
That's how I read it.
That's exactly what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying. Ted, you know, the bottom line is we are faced with a leader who has now become compromised. Not totally, yep, but mostly. And I agree. But there's no way out of this for him either. I mean, isn't it time for him just to say, consequences be damned, full speed ahead? He's running out of time.
It depends on what they have on him, Dave. My God, if they've got pictures, remember, this same group controlled the media. They've let him know in advance, the last 2.5 years, no president has ever been assaulted in the media like this, because the same group runs the media. They're letting him know what they can do to him with a flip of a switch. Remember, AP Wire, controlled by the Rothschilds. Reuters, controlled by the Rothschilds. If they say this is a news story that Donald Trump did such and such, whether it's true or not, it would destroy him personally. It would destroy him financially. It would destroy everything he ever tried to build. And now he's in his 70s. He wants to leave some type of legacy. Remember what happened with the 700 Club back in the 80s, back in the 90s with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was going to take – Pat Robertson was telling the truth back in the early 90s. A lot of truth, right, on the 700 Club. Okay. Bill Clinton came in and threatened to take away his nonprofit status with Regent University.
Yeah, I remember that.
And all of a sudden, Pat Robertson started matching to the New World Order drum, boy. You know, rippity-rap. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I won't even watch it anymore. It's so ridiculous. What did Pat Robertson say when Alabama passed their really, really strict abortion laws? He goes, Alabama's gone too far. Well, what does that mean, Pat? Does that mean that you're not against abortion? What does that mean, buddy? I mean, what's that claw sign when you were on Time Magazine or Newsweek a few years ago, that hand sign you were doing? Are you a 33-degree Masonic leader, Pat? I don't know. Some people say you are. I mean, who in the world are you, Pat Roberts, and why did you compromise like that? But see, that's what they do to everybody. That's what they do to everybody, Dave. They do it to everybody who gets in power. They want to make sure that they do exactly what they're told, when they're told to do it, and how they're told to do it. And the whole thing is ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
Well, you know what option you're really leaving here? And I'm not saying I disagree with the analysis. I think there's a lot of merit to what you're saying. I think there's total merit to what you're saying. But what you're leaving us here is there's no political solution. So there's either a spiritual solution or a paramilitary solution. Do you agree with that?
I have to go to the spiritual solution first, but the problem is the Sabbatean Kabbalists. Let me explain to you Sabbatean Zevi was a guy from the, he was in 1666. He declared himself to be Messiah. And this guy basically became a Luciferian. He basically said there's two ways to get the Messiah to come back or to the planet. One is through making everybody right and righteous. The other is making everything bad enough that he comes back. So he decided to go the sideways and go make everything bad. Okay? He had a group of followers that were the millions. He ended up converting to become a Muslim. Believe it or not, that's what happened to him. And then Jacob Frank picked up that mantle back in the 1700s and basically brought the Rothschild banking cartel into that framework and that thought, into that basically everything has to be evil, including the Rothschild parties with the horned heads, worshiping the goat, all of this stuff, okay? These guys are still in that same channel with Sabbatean Zevi, the Luciferians. This is the group that runs the planet. And see, and the problem is nobody wants to talk about this because you say it's not politically correct. This is the synagogue of Satan that is talked about in Genesis chapter 6. In the book of Genesis, the book of Revelation, I'm not sure exactly what chapter it was in. And guys, it's so important that we understand that this group of Druidic worshipers have been around for thousands and thousands of years, and the world is being run through the ancient Canaanite religions. And if we understand that, then we can tell the people that. If we don't understand that, we can't tell the people that. And Dave, until the Christian church wakes up and gets rid of these lacy-lipped, panty-wearing girly men in the pulpit and put real men in the pulpit and start telling the truth about what's really happening as far as with this world and this planet, Christianity will go in the ash heap of history.
Well, that's where it's going.
That's where it's going right now.
And that's
one of their goals.
We are out of time, and I just wanted to say very quickly, thank you for coming on and sharing this. I'm going to cast my vote here. I'm hoping God lifts his judgment of this nation and there's a spiritual solution. But short of that, lock and load, baby. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. Always informing. Remember, healthmasters.com is the place to go for your healthcare needs. And the coupon code is CODE5, C-O-D-E-5. Ted, thanks so much, my friend.
Dave, thank you. I appreciate you.